This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think you guys are unbelievable to me, though. Like, how do you have any idea how hard it is to win an NFL football game? I mean, it is the most difficult thing to do, I think, in professional sports.
Nobody's talking about Guy.
That's Bill O'Brien on how hard it is to win in the NFL. We're going to talk about the most arrogant types of people in all of sports. Right now we're talking about Le'Veon Bell. I say hell no to Le'Veon Bell. It's an important position, but there are too many examples of not investing that much money and your resources into the position. And I'm not assured and guaranteed that Le'Veon Bell is going to be what he once was with a year off of football and what we've seen from past running backs when they get the second contract. John Lopez, however, thinks that I'm an idiot. Explain yourself, OG.
I think you've already been conditioned into like this football coach speak. Let's build. Let's go with the young guy. Hey, man, I don't got time for the young guy. I don't have time for that stuff. I've been here 17 years following this team, man. And you finally are in a – that's another part of it. How many times are you going to have $75 million to spend? You know, the Texans have been up against it on the salary cap multiple times now. They have good people over there that have been able to get it in line. But this is not a regular occurrence. You have the means. You have the window open for who knows how long on the defensive side. You've got a player – that has like this has never or rarely ever been available in his prime, all-pro MVP candidate, and all you got to do is make a call and pick up your checkbook.
Like the guy who gets a fat tax return and it is tax season, and then you just go to the Galleria and you get the most flamboyant, most expensive, flashy thing off the top, and you don't go around the whole Galleria and try to actually improve your wardrobe. You try to get that mink fur coat or something
you
like that.
You say that.
And next thing you know, it's summer and you're running dry.
Bad and bullshit.
Yeah, well, first of all, I go to Fishing Tackle Unlimited or Academy.
Okay.
And I get what I want. And you know what's good about that? I get what I want. I want a running back. I want a Le'Veon Bell.
I want a running back too, but I just don't want to spend that much money on it, especially given that I'm not certain that Le'Veon Bell is going to be Le'Veon Bell. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Shout out to all the loopholes calling in. Wood, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead, man.
Hey, fellas. I think what we need to really address, this is my observation of what's going on with the Texans. We have bad coaches, horrible coaching everybody knows about. And one of the key parts is position coaching. When we had Graber as our linebacker coach, we had one of the some of the best linebacker plays that we ever had. Now, the problem with our running back situation, hold on one second.
I can't hold on, bro. Sorry about that, Wood.
I think he's moving.
He was talking about the coach. Hold on one second. What do you think we're doing here,
hold
man?
On.
Yeah, hold on. Let's just have some dead air.
No,
don't tell it. Just call in with your point.
His sure, we'll hold
point,
for you.
His overall point is
all you listeners, just hold on a second, all right?
Yeah, let's have 30 seconds of dead air and let Wood.
Just talk amongst yourselves.
Let Wood stop his moving process.
Is he still on the line?
Hell no, he's not on the
line. Talk amongst yourselves.
We've moved on past that.
We're holding on.
But his overall point was that it's coaching. I disagree. I think Bill O'Brien has shown, and I think Bill O'Brien has shown that he knows how to use weapons. So I think if Le'Veon Bell is what he once was, even though I don't agree with throwing all that money at him, I think with Kiki Kuti last year, 7 games, 2 11 catch games, with Will Fuller when Will Fuller's been healthy, he's used him the right way. Say what you want about Lamar Miller, and I guess a lot of people would like to see him more involved in receiving. He was a Pro Bowler last year. I think Bill O'Brien can use his weapons the right way. So none of my reservation about a running back has anything to do with how I think Bill O'Brien would use a Le'Veon Bell when he was in his prime.
I think this is a good coaching staff. I think it's the mean. Until they prove otherwise, they're not bad. They're not great. They're a good coaching staff. I do think that Le'Veon Bell with this coaching staff is the prototypical running back. He's the one they want to have. when they build an offense.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. That's the OG John Lopez. I'm Landry Locker. Mark, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead, man.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Hey.
Sounds like the think tank all of a sudden.
What's up, dude?
Okay, let's go to the next.
What's up, Mark?
Hey, one thing about Le'Veon Bell that you might want to think about is that his running style is completely different than any other kind of running back. What he does is he waits. So he'll be in the back of the backfield, and he'll basically wait for his offensive line to open up the hole, and then he'll go. Now, I think the problem with him coming here is that he's not going to have that offensive line to open that hole up. So I think there's going to be a lot of disappointed people, you know, watching him run.
Nobody's talking about guys.
That's his style. That is his strength, to be honest. As our guy Spencer Tillman likes to say, slow two, fast through. Le'Veon Bell is the epitome of that. I think it's an incredible talent, and it shows you just how good he is.
But I don't know, man. A lot of people will say, well, it won't work behind this offensive line. Well, let's not make a mistake of thinking that they're going to bring back this offensive line. Like, they're going to improve this offensive line. That's going to be one of Brian Gaines' main goals. So if you're assuming that this is going to be the same O-line next year that we saw in 2018, you're sadly mistaken. Chris, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Just, if you can bear with me, just a couple points here. I do think we should sign Le'Veon Bell. First reason is you're right. You can get that kind of talent in the second round, but you can also get Alfred Blue talent in the second round, and you really don't know what you're taking. With that small window closing up, it's just it's better to use those draft picks, your first few draft picks, on offensive linemen, on secondary, maybe defensive linemen, but shore up those other holes with your draft picks and get a proven talent in Le'Veon Bell. And then my second point on it is you can't have Deshaun Watson taking the same kind of hits that he did this last year. And you're looking at what are we going to do to open up the offense. You get a Le'Veon Bell. Now defenses have to game plan. Okay, what do? We bring eight men up in the box. We try to stop Le'Veon Bell. Well, now you've got one-on-one with Hopkins and Fuller.
I like your take, not just because I agree with it, but because it's actually well thought out. I mean, you've got a guy – That it's kind of the nut of my entire point here that you
the
know
what
the nut
okay
like the nut graph
I got you, that
you know what you're gonna get. Field Yates just tweeted something that ties right in with what we're talking about. You know, can you get this in the second round? Can you guarantee you get me this most yards from scrimmage per game in NFL history with at least 50 games played? Barry Sanders 118, Billy Sims 119, Jim Brown 125, Le'Veon Bell 129. I mean, that's 50 games, man. That's not a cup of tea.
But this is the other mistake that I think a lot of people make in the NFL offseason is that there's always paper champions, and the team that brings in the high price free agent, that fan base and the NFL media, they assume that person's best football is ahead of them and they're going to be a lot better. Like just a few years ago, a guy that I want the Texans to look at right now, Ndamukong Suh, one of the most dominant defensive linemen in the entire league. Miami breaks the bank for him, and it was a complete disappointment. It was a bad deal, and 2 years later he's on the street and they didn't get what they thought they would. A lot of times when teams swing for the fences and we feel like they win the offseason, they bring in these high price free agents, more times than not, the paper champions aren't the champions in the NFL, and it ends up being a flop.
I can't think that way. I know that those are possibilities, but that's like the guy. Are you the guy that refuses to sleep with a beautiful woman because you're afraid you're going to disappoint her?
What kind of analogy is that?
I mean, yes, that's what you're saying. It's like, I don't know about this guy.
Sleeping with a beautiful woman is a short term thing. You're investing. Like, sleeping with a beautiful woman is a short-term investment with not much commitment. If you're committing to Le'Veon Bell, Le'Veon Bell, I compare Le'Veon Bell basically to like a order bride or something like that, that you're investing your entire life on. And you see the videos, you've probably seen her, you've probably FaceTimed with her, but it's like an order bride. It's a commitment.
What are you trying
to make up for your stupid analogy, and all I did was make a bad analogy.
That was a great analogy. You're the guy. Give you another analogy. It's not really an analogy. It's just a comment. That looks at a situation and thinks of all the bad things that could happen. rather than all the great things that could happen. And maybe I'm that guy in this case because I think Le'Veon Bell, I've laid out some numbers. I laid out what he is, his age.
I've laid out some numbers too, though.
His age, you know, the fact, all these things. I would rather look at how great this could be for the team than, oh my gosh, what if this and what if that?
What ifism
is the worst thing.
But that's what everybody does that makes a mistake in free agency and overpays for a guy. They do exactly what you just did. Now, the teams like the New England Patriots
and
the winners,
you do your homework,
the champions,
and understand what you're
the
getting.
Champions, they sit there and evaluate it more like me. You're acting like Al Davis before he died.
No, that's not what you're doing. If you're out there, you're 100% wrong. If you're out there and you're signing, you know, Joe Namath into the Rams, then you're dumb. You know, if you're, you know, because that's an old guy with bad knees. All right. You're signing a guy in his prime that's an all pro three times and has been an MVP candidate very recently with a year off and all this talent and is incomparable right now at the running back position by more than two guys.
At a position where the shelf life is small and more times than not, the second contract doesn't go as well as the first. If you gave me a time machine and I could go forward and you're going to tell me I'm going to get Le'Veon Bell the next four years that he was the first four, sure, why not? But I'm very skeptical that that's what I'm going to get. But that's the decision that Brian Gain's going to have to make. I don't even think he should make it. I think he should go bargain hunting for Tevin Coleman. And maybe draft somebody.
Let's get an almost thing. Let's go back to Bill O'Brien's famous quote during Hard Knocks. This is the almost team. Let's get a guy that's almost Le'Veon Bell. I know we can afford Le'Veon Bell, but let's get the guy that's almost Le'Veon Bell.
We don't even know that Le'Veon Bell's Le'Veon Bell, though.
The almost team.
We don't know that Le'Veon Bell's Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, you do you, man.
That's the problem. I'm going to do me. You go ahead and do you, all right, buddy? Mike Leach, are you a fan of Mike Leach's work?
Absolutely.
All right, well, Mike Leach, he had a take on NFL arrogance. I want you to tell me, he's not directly talking about Bill O'Brien, mm-hmm. but does it almost sound like he's talking about a lot of guys like Bill O'Brien? Figgy, let's replay this clip of what Bill O'Brien said amidst the Texans' 9-game win streak. He let us all know that it's very, very difficult to win in the NFL. We'll go back in time. This is Bill O'Brien telling people how hard it is to win in the NFL. I know John Lopez loves this quote. Every time I play it, it looks like he's about to throw up. But this was Bill O'Brien during the 2018 9-game win streak.
I think you guys are unbelievable to me, though. Like, how do you have any idea how hard it is to win an NFL football game? I mean, it is the most difficult thing to do, I think, in professional sports.
All right, so Bill O'Brien basically telling us how hard it is to win football games. That was great. Mike Leach was on the Ben and Skin show at our sister station, 105.3 The Fan out there in Dallas, and he was asked about the notion that it might be an expired notion, but basically what worked in college won't work in the NFL, and it's just so different. We've kind of seen that transition a little bit, but Mike Leach thinks he found it always humorous when NFL guys would talk about, well, the college game is so much different. This is Mike Leach on our sister station in Dallas.
Think about how ridiculous that is. Somehow there's some special knowledge. I've actually seen guys in the NFL who I considered, and I won't name any names, who I considered relatively stupid college coaches, then go to the NFL and then sanctimoniously think that they know or understand something that the rest of us can't perceive. And, you know, they've been in the NFL like a year and a half, and all of a sudden just their knowledge base raised so high, and yet, you know, they're an idiot before, they're an idiot now, and they'll be an idiot afterwards. No, I think it's a bunch of people that don't know what they're doing that are just trying to impress their friends and be sanctimonious around their friends and pretend that somehow they're special and they know something that their friends don't. And, of course, it's as ridiculous now as it was in grade school. So that's what I think.
He's so good. He went on to talk about how, like, they, you know, they act all like, kind of like what Bill O'Brien said there. He is talking about Bill O'Brien and any coach in the NFL that does this sanctimonious. I mean, he's right 100%. Like, he went on to talk about how, oh, they say that, you know, he didn't play under center in college.
You want to hear that quote?
I would love to hear that quote.
All right. So there's always any time like a Kyler Murray or Deshaun Watson comes to the NFL, you hear the scout say, well, he didn't take a snap under center in college. Mm-hmm. Mike Leach thinks that is the most BS thing that he's ever heard.
That's one of the dumbest statements ever. Okay. So I coach in the NFL. You can see the expression on their face. You know, the arms are folded. One hand's under his chin. The other hand of the folded arms under the elbow that's holding up the chin. And, well, I just don't know. You know, I mean, I haven't seen him take a snap under center, you know. No accountability on your part as a coach or a developer of players. As you drive by grade schools and junior highs all over the country, including flag football teams, is too monumental to be fathomed unless you've seen it happen before. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, you want to see it happen? Go down to your local junior high and go to some PE class and say, hey, would you mind showing me how to take a snap under center? And I'll bet you there's a seventh grader that'll help you out.
I mean, he's right. He's genius. He's genius on this. It's an arrogance. It's holier than thou. It's a fake, you know, I guess just cockiness, ego. It's right.
It's changed a little bit, too. It is interesting how much it's changed. It's changed very, very quickly to where people are more open-minded to the possibility. But there was a time where it was just assumed this guy hadn't taken a snap under center, and he won't be able to do that in the NFL, or I can't teach him.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting thing. Sometimes Mike Leach says some crazy things. I was intrigued by that. Coming up next, the latest on Clowney Watch. Will the Texans franchise tag him sooner rather than later? We'll have the latest next on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.